Ezekiel. Chapter 1. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the 4th month Tammuz, June, July. On the 5th day of the month, while I was among the captives by the river of Chebar, that the heavens were opened, and I saw visions of God. On the 5th day of the month, which was the 5th year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, 3533 AH, 509 BC. The word of the Lord Jehovah came expressly to Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar. And the hand of the Lord Jehovah was upon him there. And I looked, and saw, as a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was around it, and out of its midst is the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also out of its midst came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings and their four sides, and the four of them had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined together, they did not turn when they went, they each went straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, the four of them had the face of a man, and the face of a lion, on the right side. And the four of them had the face of an ox on the left side, the four of them also had the face of an eagle. This is how their faces were. And their wings were stretched upward, two wings of each one were joined together, and two covered their bodies. And each one went straight forward, wherever the spirit was to go, they went, and they did not turn when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It. The fire. Went up and down among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. And the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I watched the living creatures, there was one wheel upon the earth beside the living creatures, with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like the color of a barrel blue-green. And the four of them had one likeness. And their appearance and their work was like a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they did not turn when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes around the four of them. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up also. Wherever the spirit was to go, they went, their spirit was to go there, and the wheels were lifted up beside them. Because the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. When those went, these went, and when those stood, these stood, and when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up beside them, because the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament, sky, crystal dome, was upon the heads of the living creature as the color of the terrible crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament, sky, crystal dome, their wings were straight, towards one another. Each one had two, which covered one side, and each one had two, which covered the opposite side of their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the sound of great rushing waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of an army. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament, sky, crystal dome, that was over their heads, when they stood, and had let down their wings. And above the firmament, sky, crystal dome, that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire, bright blue stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw the color of amber, as the appearance of fire around within it, from the appearance of his waist upwards, and from the appearance of his waist downwards, I saw what appeared to be fire, and it had brightness around it. As the appearance of the rainbow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord Jehovah. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one who spoke.